ask one little question? It sounds probably a bit dull, but the spirits, were they ever in bodies? Did they, are they just, you know, where are they? were they ever humans?
Thank you. May we answer that ourselves? Just in time, my dear friend.
Hello.
Yes, we have been. Not all members. There's seven of us. Two are still in a cycle of reincarnation. We belong to an ascended whole. And why we work as a team is so the members amongst us who are in the cycle of incarnation, are in the embodiment, can inform us so that we can then better inform you. Because if we're not in touch with your human experience, how can we assist you? And the next question may be, but why do we want to assist you? You know the way that you're in this world as a collective together. Your individual issues, your individual problems, your concern, your hurts, your wounds, they don't really belong to you. They belong to us all. They belong to you as a collective humanity. But they don't only belong to you as a collective humanity. They belong to a universal collective, a galactic collective. We are here to help you remember who you are. Think of what remembering who you are serves. Think of the benefits of remembering who you are. And remembering who you are means being whole, not being separate. Remembering that what you're experiencing is not yours alone, it's ours. When you remember that, not cognitively, but sensorily, something happens. You're not separate. You're not alone. You're not without resources. Dofila, that's our name for Linda, is concerned about the recording, so we're going to take care of that and move it on over here. There, something like that. We, in all of Dofila's practical mindedness, barely mentioned our book. We've written a book. Dofila will say it took us a long, long time. What did she say? 12 years. But from where we are, what's time? Why the book? Why the circle? Why knock on the door of this woman's consciousness and say, we're here, we're here, we're here, we're here, we're here, we're here? The same reason that the upheavals in your life are knocking at the door and saying, we're here, we're here, we're here. The same reason that anxiety comes knocking on the door and says, I'm here, I'm here. I'm the same reason that creativity. Hey, hey, do I have your attention? It's knocking at the door and saying, here, here, soul purpose. That's why we're here. Soul purpose is knocking at the door and saying, join me, join me. If you perceive life as being soul purpose, then nothing separates you from divinity. If you're not rejecting anything at all, then we're together. Now the trick is not to harness the human nature that has learned to control reality. That was our biggest message today. Each and every question that's here will bring us back to that over and over and over again. We will be the last ones that will say, you've got to control yourself. We'll be the last ones that say that, and you will be the first ones that tell yourselves, get in control. What to do with that dichotomy? What to do with the mind that needs to know, okay, that's fine, where are you from? Respect the mind. Respect the mind. It's here to serve you. It's here to serve us. Your questions serve us to serve you. It's perfect. It's divine order. It's synergy. It's alchemy. Okay? So we are from a galaxy 8 times removed from this one. Same universe, different galaxy. We are from a small planet that we cannot give a name to. It's hard enough giving a name to our consciousness. That wasn't easy. We can't give a name to where we're from because where we're from is nameless. And it's so removed from this galaxy that we haven't been able to find the interconnected threads that allows us to be able to give a name from the same perspective of where you now sit with us. We hope that makes sense. How can we say? The way we've described this before, we are from a galaxy that would be sort of like a planet that would be sort of like looking through a kaleidoscope. There's no forms as you know them. There's many, many planets, more than one universe, more than one Earth. Why is there many planets, more than one universe, more galaxies, more than one Earth? Why? We answer that in the book, but we're going to talk about it now. The why of it. Think of your physical biology. It takes more than one organ. And they're all interrelated and all work together. That's why. Why are we here? Because we're in this together. Think of it this way. We are here together as organs in the body of divinity. All together, we are a system. Think of a forest. A tree does not stand alone. And you may ask, but what of the one soul tree in the yard? One soul tree on the top of the hill. The tree is interconnected with the other tree and the other yard and the other block and the other hill. It's a holistic system. Now, the question, how can that holistic system maintain a greater balance? Because you, in this human exploration, are not really meant to suffer. That doesn't mean that you are not here to experience pain. We couldn't even begin to say you're not here to experience pain, because you know what happens when you fall. Ouch, ouch, it hurts. Depending on your perception, it hurts a little or a lot. Depending on your own point of balance, your experience of pain, depending on your own point of balance, your experience of pain differs. If your perception of pain is seen through the lens of trauma, then not only does your body then process physical pain, now it's also processing emotional trauma. We're here to help you remember that because we're all here together, your point of balance can indeed be shared and expanded. Meaning, you don't have to experience any point of your own balance, any point of your own experience alone. We can't convince you of that logically. It's impossible. Because there are unconscious currents taking place in your life. The way that your mother or your father perceive reality sits here with you. Today. How can you even begin to be consciously aware of that in each moment of your life? So you take a fall. And you can't just tell your body, it's okay, it's fine, this can repair, because if you fall and bruise, well, we're telling Dorfila's story here, she bruised her tailbone, you see? The perception of which she experienced that was control. Initially. There was inquiry. Oh, I wonder why that happened. But rather than, oh, I wonder what that happened. It was like, why did that happen? Why did that happen? Oh, I really should have done that differently. Feel your bodies as you listen to that. What happened? What happened? Okay, this is what I was believing. This is why that occurred this, and this is what I did in my body. I really ought to have done that different. What's happening in the body as you hear this? Does it feel expansive? Is there room for love in that? Is there room for inclusion? You know what happens when there's a contraction? Contraction attracts more contraction. So then Dorfila, here's some others. Oh, it takes a long time to heal. The collective will join you exactly where you are. And that leads us to something. It's so important. If this is the only thing you remember today, it's the most important message here today. You are the center of the universe. You're the center of the collective. You are the center of the collective. You. You're the center of this room. You. You are the center of the universe, and the center of the universe is magnetic. And we are the center of the universe, just so you know. How could there be more than one center? Well, didn't we say there's more than one universe? Didn't we say, we didn't say. Well, we'll say it now. This world, this universe, this divinity is multidimensional. Time is not linear. We know it's not quite convinced the mind to believe that, but that's besides the point. How are we going to get through to you? We'll come back to you being the center of the universe. And when you hear that, how do you feel?
Important.
That's all you need to focus on. That's it. You've got it right there. That's it. If all you remember from today is that you are the center of the universe and you just align with that feeling, hey, I am the center of the universe. That feels good. That's it. We're done. Now, you're the center of the universe and you're magnetic. And what if, lurking in the shadow, there's an ancestor, or, you know, there's a belief, there's something that says, who do you think you are? Notice your energy. Notice how that feels. Mm. Okay. Now that becomes your magnetic field. And then somebody else comes around and says, who do you think you are? Okay. And the question then is like, oh, okay, well, there's so many of me here. There's the, okay. there's this good feeling, and although there's an influence of an old conditioning, and it's like, well, what do I do here? I'm going to be really positive. I'm going to be really happy. I've heard that. That's what people say. Be really positive and really happy. But what happens to any discordant feelings? Any part of you, yes. They get suppressed. What happens to what is suppressed? Think of your magnetic energy, the center of the universe, and the energy here is suppressed. What happens?
Attract more reasons to suppress it.
Oh, you attract more and more and more reasons to suppress it. Absolutely. Hence, we're going back to what Dorfila said at the beginning. You're the center of the universe. Open the door. Like the song said, open wide. It's which looks like this. Oh, Dorfila's gonna like this one. Imagine her laying on the ground at the bottom of the stairs where she fell. That's quite a while ago, you know. Okay. And she's there and she did a lot of screaming. It's good to scream! Let it out! And then she did unconsciously. Okay. So we're just gonna go back there. She's laying on the ground. She's screaming. And instead of being embarrassed, she was embarrassed. Yes! I'm screaming! Woohoo! I'm really in pain! Yes, we really mean this. We really mean this. Yes, we really mean this.
so that when the resistor shows up, instead of taking over, you'll be like, oh, the resistor is here. Of course the resistor is here. The resistor is trying to protect me from this. Oh, thanks, resistance. Thank you for trying to protect me. You should have protected me before, though. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. You're the center of the universe. It's your choice. You're there on the ground, and you're in pain. And there's a lot of pain. And there's a lot of pain. And it's not just your pain. It's the collective pain. And the pain has arrived here for you to feel, for you to love, for you to welcome, for you to engage with, for you to say, okay, 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 you need my care. You obviously need my care, or you wouldn't be here. And obviously, I have the capacity to take care of you, or you wouldn't be here. And all this nonsense of being sinful, all this nonsense of being egoic, all this nonsense of being only human, let's give your humanity a break. Let's see it for the sacred being that it is. Feeling physical pain, emotional pain, the feeling really being present to the pain body takes immense courage. Incarnating in this body that is in pain, incarnating in the through the womb that is in pain, that is holding ancestry, lineage of pain, takes courage. You can pat yourself on the back. Takes courage. So let's take a look at yourself and yourself and yourself as, wow, you're really courageous beings to come here and feel this. And may we make it easier for you by saying, please, let us feel this with you. We who are Mass India, we who are your soul, we who are the guides in your life, we who are divinity, we who are on the other side of the veil. And you can let us share this with you, and we tell you in sharing it with you, it will be much lighter. And your bodies will be receiving medicine. And in order to do that, you must be the center of the universe that says, over here, over here, over here. And you all have a little goblin there lurking in the shadow that's trying to put another lock on the door and saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? This body isn't pure enough for God. This pain is an indication of how impure this body is, really. And you can't get rid of that out of balance, we'll call it ego mind, the out of balance, collective unconscious. You can't get rid of it. But you can't open the door and say, you're here again. Come in. Can you imagine letting go of the harsh and arduous task of trying to get rid of parts of you? If your arm's sore, are you going to saw it off?
there will come a time, a future earth, think of it, all time is now, so we can tell you this because the future earth exists. Some of you will be around for that in another lifetime. We're talking about 12,000 years from now. Okay. Where the medicine will have evolved, we will tell you that. And this waging war against impurity will have been let go of. And rather looking at what does the body need for balance? What does the body need for balance? What does the body need for balance? And we're here to say nourishment, food, nourishment, love, connection, intimacy. And the more intimate you are with yourselves, the better. And we're not asking you, we're not expecting you to be masters of that. You were not born during a period of the earth evolution where that is even reasonably possible. To expect that from yourselves is outrageous. It's just impossible. You can't expect yourselves to be fully at peace, fully harmonized, fully balanced. It's impossible. You might as well just accept that now. It's absolutely impossible. But what you can do is become at peace with your unease. Become really comfortable with your discomforts. One of those things we call dichotomies, you know. One of those things that seem impossible to do. But we wouldn't bring this to you if it was impossible, because we don't expect the impossible from any of you. Eh? We don't expect the impossible from any of you. Can you maybe be a bit nicer with yourselves? Don't feel it. Thank you. Did they answer your question? Thank you for asking that question. And I want to ask all of you to be my assistants today and ask questions, as you know, if even if it seems silly, ask, because you'll be, you know, thinking of something I may not think of addressing. It's like when I worked with an editor for a year and a half on my book, and she asked me tough questions, you know. She asked me things I just, yeah, I know a lot of this information, and I didn't think of it from the perspective of someone that was new to it. So I picked an editor that was quite new to some of these teachings. So she's like, well, what did the spirits mean by this, and what do you mean by that? And I'd be like, what? I'm like, oh, hang on, what do they mean? And it's like, she's asking this question because I'm not being clear. So if you ask the silliest question, I mean, whatever it is, it's just an indication that we need more clarity here. We need to address something here that I didn't think of. And let's not expect that from spirit, because they're not in the body. Okay. Just going to change tracks on this.